It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing Way.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Worship and Wellness on the Worship and Wellness broadcast. It's a happy new week salutation to you as well, as we are here on October the 22nd. All right, God is good. I hope you're enjoying the changing leaves. And at this time, my wife undreamed of will take us to the throne of grace for our opening prayer.
Good morning. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your loving watch care throughout the night. And we thank you for another day of creation that you have made. And now as we come together as your children, we ask that you will teach us the things we need to know as you allow your spirit to abide with us. We pray that you will give the words to our pastors to speak and to fill him with your spirit. And always help us to grow in grace and wisdom as we draw close to you. These things are prayed and asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ, my friends.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, oh Christian. It's about time. It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about
Yes.
my brothers and sisters, it's about time. We're studying Daniel chapter 9. We're going to be reading verses 1 through 19. And this is going to talk about God's great love and mercy for his church, but also help us to understand that if a church proves unfaithful, the first thing God is going to do is he's going to appeal to that church and send messages of love and mercy and warning to the church. If the church will not listen to the messages of love and warning, then God will have to bring judgments. Those judgments are, we're going to see, calculated to cause the church to humble itself because it hadn't done so in the past. That's what we're going to study, and God will continue to work with that church until it just finally goes too far. Let's have prayer, brothers and sisters. Dear fathers, we open your word. We ask for the Holy Spirit to bless us and help us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, my friends, it says, in the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. So now we've moved from Babylon to Medo-Persia. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years of the desolations of Jerusalem. So Daniel was studying Jeremiah, and from that study of Jeremiah, he recognized that there was a 70-year period that God's people would be punished because of their apostasy, and that Babylon would hold them for 70 years. Well, the 70 years was up, and so Daniel is praying because, okay, Lord, we didn't get to go home. Medo-Persia came, okay? And so this is what Daniel is basically saying. Let me read to you from Jeremiah what Daniel read. Jeremiah 25:11-12 says, and this whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment. And these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. And it shall come to pass when the 70 years are accomplished that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, saith the Lord, for their iniquity, and the land of the Chaldeans, and I will make it perpetual desolations. So, brothers and sisters, we need to recognize that God is in control. He knew exactly how many years. He knew that Babylon would conquer. He actually set Babylon up to conquer Jerusalem, his people, because they were so rebellious and apostate. And but he gave them 70 years, and then he said he would punish them. Obviously, they would not be doing everything right. And we know, even through Nebuchadnezzar, that Nebuchadnezzar is that same man that was ready to wipe out with one fell swoop the whole group of wise men of Babylon. So he was ruthless, okay? We know that same Nebuchadnezzar thought he had built up Babylon. God had to humble him, all right? And so we see that this is a very, very important topic that we can understand, that God will deal in judgment. Brothers and sisters, even in your personal life, God will help you, and he's there with you, and he will bring judgments upon you if you don't humble yourself. But you can go too far at some point in your life, and you've gone beyond where God can reach you. You can, even in this life, grieve the Holy Spirit. I'm going to read to you from a book called Prophets and Kings at this time. And before I do that, let me see if there was another verse. Let me just go to another verse real quickly. This is Jeremiah 29:11. It says, Jeremiah 29:10. But thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return in this place, to this place. Okay? So he's reading that 70 years would be their punishment period, their sentence. Then they would be able to return to Jerusalem. That's what Daniel is reading, okay, out of the book of Jeremiah. Where was it? Jeremiah 25:11-12. Again, that's Jeremiah 25:11-12. Then we read Jeremiah 29:10, okay? And so now we're going back to Daniel. And so let's just make sure we're understanding. Daniel had read these things. The 70 years was over. Medo-Persia had come. They still aren't going home. It doesn't look like there's any chance of them going home. He doesn't see how that's going to happen, but that's what he's praying for, okay? Now, what I wanted to do was I did want to read to you some principles. This is from the book Prophets and Kings. It says, the first years of Jehoiakim's reign were filled with warnings of approaching doom. The word of the Lord spoken by the prophets was about to be fulfilled. The Assyrian power to the northward, long supreme, was no longer to rule the nation. Egypt on the south, in whose power the king of Judah was vainly placing his trust, was soon to receive a decided check. All unexpectedly, a new world power, the Babylonian Empire, was rising to the eastward and swiftly overshadowing all other nations. Within a few short years, the king of Babylon was to be used as the instrument of God's wrath upon impenitent Judah. What was it to do? Be the instrument of God's wrath upon impenitent Judah. Brothers and sisters, you know, we have a lot of things going on, even over in Israel. And Israel is that nation that killed Christ. I'll say it again. Israel is that nation that kills Christ. And brothers and sisters, you can't turn your back on Christ and have God's protection. You won't have God's protection in things like a Holocaust. You won't have God's protection in situations where your enemy is all around you. That doesn't mean that good things don't happen, bad things don't happen to good people, because we know that the people of God have been persecuted, but God predicted it. He allowed it because it would serve an end that would save souls, and secure the great controversy, because it would show who Satan really is. Within a few short years, the king of Babylon was to be used as the instrument of God's wrath upon impenitent Judah. Again and again, Jerusalem was to be invested and entered by the besieging armies of Nebuchadnezzar. Company after company, at first a few only, but later on thousands and ten thousands were to be taken captive to the land of Shinar, there to dwell in enforced exile. Jehoiakim, Jehoiachin, Zedekiah, and all the Jewish kings were in turn to become vassals of the Babylonian ruler. And all in turn were to rebel. Severe and yet more severe chastisements were to be inflicted upon the rebellious nation until at last the entire land was to become a desolation. Jerusalem was to be laid waste and burned with fire. The temple that Solomon had built was to be destroyed, and the kingdom of Judah was to fall, never again to occupy its former position among the nations of earth. Brothers and sisters, I just want to simply say that God is no respecter of persons, and I'm going to tell you what happens when a church proves unfaithful. Excuse me. I'm reading to you from a devotional called Upward Look, page 131. It says, the Lord Jesus will always have a chosen people to serve him. When the Jewish people rejected Christ, the Prince of Life, he took from them the kingdom of God and gave it unto the Gentiles. God will continue to work on this principle with every branch of his work. When a church proves unfaithful to the word of the Lord, whatever their position may be, however high and sacred their calling, the Lord can no longer work with them. Others are then chosen to bear important responsibilities, but if these in turn do not purify their lives from every wrong action, if they do not establish pure and holy principles in all their borders, then the Lord will grievously afflict and humble them, and unless they repent, will remove them from their place and make them a reproach. So my brothers and my sisters, God is trying to tell us here that a church is not God's church forever just because it's God's church today. That's not what churches want to hear. Baptist churches don't want to hear that. Methodist churches don't want to hear that. Presbyterian churches don't want to hear that. Catholic churches don't want to hear that. Seventh-day Adventist churches don't want to hear that, but it's still the truth. God had a chosen people, and he allowed them to be taken over by Babylon, and they still didn't get the message. And eventually he said, your house is left unto you desolate. He said, God will continue to work on this principle with every branch of his work, brothers and sisters. So I just want you to understand, I'm speaking on the authority of the word of God, the servant of the Lord, and the Bible, that a church is God's church as it continues to stay faithful. When it does not, God does not continue to call it his church. That's what we just read. Now, you can reject it if you want to, but I will tell you, it may be to your eternal doom, because God still has a people. Amen? This message doesn't do away with the fact that God has a people that will follow him and that will, you know, work, serve him. All right, so getting back to Daniel. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. So what is he doing? Lord, we want to go home. The 70 years are up. And then he's going to give a wonderful confession of the church, for the church. Not so much that he had been unfaithful personally, but he was representing the church, and he was giving this apology to the Lord. Notice what the Bible says. And I prayed unto the Lord my God, made my confession, and said, O Lord, the great dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments. We have sinned and committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces, as at this day, to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel that are near and that are afar off, through all the countries whither thou hast driven them because of their trespass, that they have trespassed against thee. O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of faith, and our kings and our princes and our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. You know, friends, God honors a confession like this. We are messed up because we don't properly confess our sins. You know, we try to make excuses. Yeah, we'll even say I'm sorry to our wives and our husbands, but if you hadn't done this, I wouldn't have reacted this way. Don't apologize like that, friends. If you did something wrong, yes, you might have to say, listen, this hurt me, and I need to tell you that, but I should not have done this. I was wrong. And so, friends, we have to learn how to repent. We're too proud to repent, to receive the blessings of God, friends. We have sinned against the Lord, if we've sinned against the Lord, and we need to say, Lord, forgive me, for I have sinned. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, verse 10, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. Yea, all Israel has transgressed thy law. All Israel have transgressed thy law, even by departing that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore, the curse is poured upon us and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. And he hath confirmed his words, which he spake against us and against our judges that judged us, by bringing upon us great evil, for under the whole heaven hath not been done as hath been done upon Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil is come upon us, yet made we not our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand thy truth. Therefore hath the Lord watched upon the evil and brought it upon us, for the Lord our God is righteous in all his works which he doeth, for we obeyed not his voice. And now, O Lord our God, thou hast brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and hast gotten thee renown as at this day. We have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city Jerusalem, thy holy mountain, because for our sins and for our iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. Now, therefore, O Lord God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplication, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate for the Lord's sake. O my God, incline thine ear and hear, open thine eyes, and behold our desolations, and the city which is called by thy name. For we do not present our supplications before thee for our righteousness, but for thy great mercies. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken. And do defer. Defer not, for thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. What a wonderful confession. What a wonderful confession. And that's the kind of confession we need today, brothers and sisters. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And you heard Daniel even confessing as though he was one of the sinners, meaning that he said, we have done this. But he reminded God of his promises, reminded God of his, not that he reminded, but he spoke to God of his mercies. He spoke to God of his promises and the fact that if he didn't keep his word, his honor would be at stake, or his honor was at stake by him keeping his word. And so, my friends, we're about to see when we come back together what God did. We'll be picking it back up on Thursday. We're taking 3 days where we will not be able to broadcast, my brothers and sisters. So please mark your calendar. Come back in 3 days. So we will be resuming on Thursday. What day is it, everybody? Thursday. One more time. What day are we coming back? Thursday. So take a break. Spend time with God. Enjoy more time in the morning with him personally and privately. And we will be back together on Thursday and pick this wonderful study back up at that time. All right, friends, let's have a word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you so much for your love, and I pray for thy spirit. I ask you to bless us, Lord, with your great blessings, and we ask for your mercies and kindness be upon us. Please, O Father, give us grace and strength and a mighty deliverance. We pray that you will help us in that we have sinned against thee to my brothers and sisters, I do apologize. My wife came in to let me know the call dropped. I didn't know it had dropped. So let me just see. She said it's been about a minute. So what I was basically saying is that we will come back on Thursday. I mentioned about, just wishing you all a happy week, a blessed week, and that we will be also looking at this question of what is happening in Israel and in the Arabian countries. These are very important questions that are talked about in Bible prophecy. We will figure out a time to address those, but we need to address them. God is good. We're going to take a break now and go right into our wellness segment thereafter with the Torso Song. Thank you.
state of Pennsylvania, there's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are His natural chemo. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon. Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine? You can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. At this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to earth. Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave, in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
Amen, amen. We're going to talk about living free from leukemia. Living free from leukemia. And I'm going to just read something to you. Leukemia is a cancer that starts in blood-forming tissues such as bone marrow or the lymphatic system and produces large numbers of cells that circulate in the blood. It is sometimes referred to as blood cancer. It primarily affects white blood cells and usually starts in bone marrow. There are many types of leukemia, but there are two primary categories, which are chronic or acute. Chronic or acute leukemia. The chronic form worsens slowly over months to years of time. The acute form gets worse in days to weeks of time. A blast crisis. It's a crisis wherein large numbers of immature cells are produced in clusters. They crowd out the good cells and keep circulating red blood cells from getting to the cells. This crisis requires medical intervention to have the cells filtered out of the blood. So this is leukemia, and it's a blood, some people refer to it as blood cancer. It primarily affects white blood cells formed in blood-making tissue, such as bone marrow and the lymphatic system. And the bottom line, think of it as cancer of the white blood cells, particularly where they're just immature ones and they're just growing really fast and they crowd out the red. Well, the red brings oxygen. So without oxygen, friends, eventually we'll die. And so it's very important that we overcome this. Friends, there are natural remedies, cleansing diet. Remember the biblical, holistic biblical wellness plan of action. Or its components are four in number. They are trusting in God. You have to do that, especially when you have a chronic disease, a fatal disease, if God doesn't intervene. And then, so you have to trust him, because you'll hear many voices saying different things. And that's not to say God heals everybody, but you're still much better off if you go with God's plan. All right. And God's plan does not preclude all medical intervention, as we're seeing today. But trust in God is the component number one. The second component is cleansing and detoxification of the body, because the body is diseased because of toxins. The third component is the live-free lifestyle. That's eight principles of healing, health. That's love God, include temperance, vital water, eat healthy, fresh air, rest, exercise, and enjoy sunlight. And the final is simple home natural remedies. Okay, simple home natural remedies. So when we have these conditions, this is a type of cancer, we do a lot of juice fasting. So we recommend you get you a Nama juicer and just go to work. 96 ounces a day, that's about 3 quarts of organic juice. Even after fasting, I would continue taking a large amount of juice. You need more green drinks, beets that will help with the anemia, and you need to have some hydrotherapy as you're able. Remember, with leukemia, they may be anemic, so they may not be able to handle fever baths, which are the hot steams. So you have to be careful with that. Maybe they can handle some contrast showers, possibly. We'll see. All right, you want to take herbs, friends. We have a cancer tumor herbal extract. It has patiarco, red clover, bloodroot, burdock, chaparral, dandelion, echinacea, ginkgo, ginseng, golden seal, and poke root. You need to take some form of Essiac. Some people have it in a tea. That has the herbs burdock, sheep sorrel, slippery elm, rhubarb, and talisman. We recommend coffee enemas for at least a day if you have leukemia. And there are some other things you can contact me about after the broadcast or outside of the broadcast, and I can share some additional information with you. So I'll give you a little quick strategy. If the person is in a blast crisis, meaning that they're just, you know, red blood cells, they're just super weak, red blood cells are just so low because the whites are so high, they're going to the blood needs to be filtered. And they may need a transfusion so that we can work with them. So don't be hesitant if a person is in a blast crisis. We don't have anything in our arsenal, brothers and sisters. Now, God can do anything. He can work any kind of miracle. But based on the miracles he works with, natural law, if a person is in a blast crisis, they do need to have that blood filtered out. And the hospital may want to give them a blood transfusion. That's the person's choice. But I know of no other way of getting those cells together unless you filter out the bad ones. Juice fasting helps reverse leukemia. This is a strategy helps reverse leukemia and prevent blast crises. So the more juice you have, the fewer blast crises you'll have. You want to drink 96 ounces throughout the day. Coffee enemas to help flush acids from the body. Follow the live-free lifestyle. Boost your immune system. Eat 80% raw. You can use a hydrotherapy if it's appropriate or appropriate forms of hydrotherapy. I highly recommend hydrogen gas that you breathe for 8 hours a night. Herbs such as use herbs and also things like DMSO and chlorine dioxide, and there are other remedies. So people have overcome. You can too. I've got some additional information. If you want that, just reach out to me and I'll share it with you. But God is good, friends, and we just thank him for the opportunity to heal the sick using his methods. We don't heal, we don't cure, we're instruments in his hands of blessing. All right, my friends, let's go to the phone lines after roll call. I want to remind everybody we have to take a 3-day break. We'll resume picking up with Daniel 9, verse 20. On Thursday morning, so no broadcast Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. And we've got Sister Bernadette from Florida saying good morning to us all. Brother Brian from the country of Kenya saying good morning to us all. We've got Sister Angela out of South Carolina. Sister Glorious out of Virginia saying good morning. And on the call, we have Delaware again. We have Ohio, we have Georgia, and we have Ohio. So God is good, friends. Thank you all for joining us. If anyone has any comment, question, please feel free to press *6, and we'll engage with you this morning. All right, then. Well, God bless each one of you. We've got about 20 minutes to the top of the hour. We'll go ahead and end early. And I'll see some of you in the course. And let's keep each other in prayer. And we'll resume this broadcast on Thursday morning. Let's pray. If my wife is available, I would ask her to have our closing prayer.
Father, we thank you for this time of been able to open up your word, and we thank you for your spirit to abide with us and guiding us and leading us to all truth. And now we pray that you would bless everyone on this line in a special way on this day. May it be a day of service, glory, and honor unto you. For all of us, and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and land with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God will open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
Our closing song is I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust.